It says, ma'od ma'od shelo ledaber b'emtza kaddish. Fafilu laharher b'divrei Torah osar. I'm going to tell you, people are talking a lot during kaddish, but afilu laharher b'divrei Torah. Wow. You can't even be thinking divrei Torah. You have to think kedusha, Hashem is kadosh. You have to think that you can't be distracted even when listening to kaddish.
What about other davening?
He's saying Kaddish right now. Other davening. You mean, let's say you went so fast that you finished those yashir, and then while you're waiting for the chazan to finish, you want to look at the Rashi or something. You know, must confess, this sometimes happens to me. I have my pamphlets up there. I'm going to, catching up on the Gemara. I need to get the shir I'm giving that night. It's not so pashut. It says, because you really have to mechavein to answer Kaddish properly. Kosav Mishnah Berurah Siman Chaf Hei Sif Katan Nun Vav. V'anashim Shenoagim LeKapel HaTalis UTfilin Ulanichon BeChek BeTikon BeEis Amiras Kaddish Lo Yafehin Osin.
Wow, not nice.
The people who are wrapping up their tefillin during Kaddish. I'm always guilty. Yeah, I'm always wrapping up. Wow, lo yafein. Okay, this is what learning is about, right? To ma'od yesh l'chavein ba'inias amen yehesh me'raba. That's Aleph Yud Shin Ram, stands for amen yehesh me'raba, who owed the madrega gavoa yoser mikedusha. How does he know this? Because there's a Gemara at the end of Masechas Sota that says that yehesh me'raba is one of the pillars upon which the world stands. The other one is kedusha de sidra, that we say at Uval Etzion. You should really make sure to try to say that together. The problem is that in many places the chazan is going so fast at that point that you're still an ashrei or ramnatzeach when he gets to that. Ubevaday lo gora mishar brachos to rabbi. Also la'asos afilu tash mishkal b'shor shu mevorich. He says, all right, you shouldn't be saying aleinu. You shouldn't be tapping up tefillin. Yeah, this should be our biggest avera, obviously, but okay. Hey, ain't pochsin mishiva kadishim b'chol yom k'neged madich siv sheva b'yom hilal ticho. We should not have less than seven kaddishes during the day. We have a lot more than this. I mean, right here in Shacharis, we just said after the korbanos, after mizmoshir, after yishtabach, right? That counts the kaddish. After Uval Etzion, after Aleinu, six in Shachas alone.
So you have to go to two.
Mincha is two.
Two minions.
Well, at least two. Yeah, Shachas has to be one of them.
And Shachas has to be one.
Yeah, unless Lubavitcher say like five or six kaddishes for
me.
You see, they're saying like a ton of kaddishes. So we say it's a pasuk. Sheva bayom hilal ticha. The first amud of Shas has Tosfos at the bottom, talking about how to fulfill sheva bayom hilal ticha. He says you also do it in
Kriyat Shema at
4 at night, 3 in the morning. That's a 7 brachas.
That's a halacha. You have to hear that many kaddishes, or you should. One should.
So he says 7 a day. I've heard 10 a day. Remember, I gave you that mnemonic tzaddik.
Mm-hmm.
90 amens. 4 kedushas, right? 3 in Shacharis, 1 in Mincha, 10 kaddishes, and 100 brachas. Right? So the 10 kaddishes, right? Get 6 in Shacharis right there, 2 in Mincha, and 2 in Lamed. No, there are 3 in Mincha. 1 before Shmoneh Esrei, 1 after Shmoneh Esrei, and 1 after Kaddish. And there are 3 in Marav. So you got some leeway.
Mm-hmm.
There are 13. And then we say 7 in Shacharis alone, because we say Adrabban and Kaddish at the end of davening too.
Right. But that's the there is a 7
after the learning. Yeah. Right. So he counts them. I don't see the need to count them because I just told you our cheshbon, okay? Alright, you see the vav. Sorech la nos amen yehi shmirabba, but kol rab, you should say yehi shmirabba out loud. Shal yidei zeh misorer hakavanah. V'yidei kol ze mitzbatlim gzeros kashos. And I told you that Gemara about a week ago. It says kol omer yesh mirava b'chol kocho vatal din gzar din shal shivim shana.
Shal shivim shana.
Shivim shana. It says even if a gzar din is 70 years old, you can break it. The reason for that 7 year exile is that's the amount of time we were exiled in Bavel, so the Gemara often uses that. Zayin, lishtadel larutz lishmoa kadosh shanias yemei shmeraba, he mitzvah gedola ma'od. You should try with all your ability to hear, if you can stick around, just to hear yesh meraba, because just hearing it is a mitzvah, and answering it is a mitzvah. Ches yesh la'amod kishonin kadosh adachar shiyseyem yesh meraba. Right, so you see, it's machlokas. Sfardim dafka sit for kaddish.
I noticed.
Yeah.
Ela kol kaddish shetovso meumad kigon kaddish shalachar halel lo yeshiv.
Should we sit when we go to Sephardic minyan? Join the
no one's going to say you're trying to outdo them. But he says that if the thing the Kaddish is after, that you were standing for that thing, don't go and sit. Everybody agrees that at that point you should stay standing.
Do they sit for Kavanah?
You see, they sit for putting on tefillin.
Yes.
They sit for putting on, taking off tefillin, Havdalah. Mm-hmm. It's a different mindset. Because remember, they sit on they used to sit on the floor. For them, sitting on a chair is not something more. There's a lot of history going on in that.
Mm.
Right? Not showing disrespect, but it's interesting because for Kaddish, when the Shulchan Aruch says you should stand for Kaddish, he brings down an Agadita. But first, I just want to make sure you got this last point: is that everybody agrees that like after Hallel there's a Kaddish,
right?
So you don't sit down, Dafka. You were standing already. Come sit down. You know what I'm saying? So, and probably Kaddish after Ashrei. When you're about to say Shemon Esrei in Mincha, Stami should stand for that too, because you're about to stay standing. Right? And notice in Mincha, do they stand? Do they continue to sit until Damirin Bamavim Yomein, and then get up and say, God, this should stand for the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the story of the Agadita that the Shulchan Aruch brings down? Is that when Ehud ben Gera, remember Ehud ben Gera, the left hand who killed the Moabite fat king, right? Ehud ben Gera walked into his cold room where he was alone, and he said, "Devar Hashem Elokim Elecha, I have a word of God with you." And it says, "Vayakom Me'al Hakisei." So he got up from his seat, as if to say that the king of Moab rose for Devar Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ever hear of his reward because he did that? Rus was his daughter, according to the Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
You imagine that, the zchus of having a daughter who's the great grandmother of Mashiach, because he got up for a Dvar Hashem. Imagine what the reward is for us. Okay? Right, I think maybe we'll stop with that. I mean, it was confused.